Interviews. The following is a transcribed video interview of Ramanachalam, taped at Sri Ramanashramam. My father was M.S. Venkatraman of Madurai, who was a few years younger to Bhagavan. He and Bhagavan lived in the same house, which was situated close to the Vaigai River. He would join Venkatraman and his friends in their nocturnal escapades. After sneaking out in the dead of the night, the boys would go to river bank and practice chilambam, a martial art using long bamboo poles. Once, when my father returned, my grandfather caught him, tied him to a tree in front of the house, and caned him. Venkatraman was watching. Later, when my father heard about the young Brahmana Swami dwelling in Virupaksha cave at Arunachala, he paid a visit to him out of curiosity. But the moment he stepped into Bhagavan's presence, he began to shed copious tears. To his amazement, he found that there was nothing there of the farmer Venkatraman, his playmate. When he was about to leave, Brahmana Swami asked him in subdued tone, "Is that tree still there in front of your house?" From then on, my father, who was then working in the district board office, used to rush to Thiruvannamalai whenever he felt like visiting Bhagavan. At times, he would be accompanied by my mother. At Skandashram, Mother Aragammal, who was very fond of my mother, taught her many songs of Avudayaka, pregnant with deep spiritual meaning. Later, when my mother sang the song in front of Bhagavan, Bhagavan would remark, "Oh, did mother teach you all these songs?" I remember visiting the ashram when I was just 5. I had a high fever and was sleeping near the door of Bhagavan's hall. I felt delirious. Bhagavan would now and then lift his head from his sofa and tell me to go to sleep. I thought Bhagavan never slept. On one occasion, while leaving Bhagavan, a deep sorrow suddenly overtook me, and I began to cry. I refused to go with my mother, telling her that I wanted to stay with Bhagavan always. Bhagavan, who was going that way, stopped and told me gently, "Go with your mother now, and come back when you are 21 years old." My father died in 1939 when I was just 17. After a few months, my mother took us for Bhagavan's darshan. When she prostrated, she began to shed tears. As it was the custom in those days, my mother was not wearing any jewelry. She had her head shaved and covered it with her sari. She was wondering whether Bhagavan would recognize her in this attire. She asked, "Bhagavan, do you recognize me?" He smiled and said, "Why not? Only the makeup has changed. Vesham dan marirukku," in Tamil. When I was 21, I got posted as a clerk with the inspector of schools at Porur. As Bhagavan predicted, I could now go to Thiruvannamalai on Sundays and holidays and sit at his feet. Once I took permission to go to the summit of the hill. When I reached the summit, I scraped some Kartike Deepam residue soot from a rock and put it in a leaf. I wanted to present it to Bhagavan. When I came down, Chinnaswamy called and shouted, "Where were you? Bhagavan is waiting for you. Go and join him for the lunch." After lunch, I approached him when the attendant Krishnaswamy was not there, for he would never allow anyone to approach Bhagavan easily. I took out the Deepam ghee which I had collected from the summit and offered it to him. He pulled my hand closer to him and took the offered prasad and with great reverence applied it on his forehead and asked me, "Are you satisfied now?" At times my mother used to help Bhagavan in the kitchen. One day she was helping him in grinding. While turning the grinding stone, Bhagavan's head butted against my mother's head. Immediately Bhagavan rubbed his head and exclaimed, ആ പർവ്വതം ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് പെയിനിങ് വയൽ അറ്റ് പെർഡൂർ ഐ യൂസ്ഡ് ടു റീഡ് റിലിജിയസ് ബുക്സ് വൺസ് ഐ റീഡ് എ ബുക്ക് വിച്ച് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻഡ് ദക്ഷിണാമൂർത്തിസ് ചിന്മുദ്ര വണ്ടർ ഓഫ് വണ്ടേഴ്സ് വെൻ ഐ എൻറ്റേർഡ് ഭഗവാൻസ് ഹാൾ ഓൺ ദ വീക്കെൻഡ് ഹി വാസ് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിനിങ് ചിന്മുദ്ര ദ പേർപ്പറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഹിസ് ടോക്ക് വാസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് വെൻ യു പോയിൻ്റ് ടു ഗാഡ് എബവ് വിത്ത് യുവർ ഇൻഡെക്സ് ഫിംഗർ വി ദെൻ ജനറലി പോയിൻ്റ് ടു അവർ സെൽസ് യൂസിംഗ് അവർ തം ജോയിനിങ് ഓഫ് ദ ഇൻഡെക്സ് ഫിംഗർ ആൻഡ് തം ഈസ് ചിന്മുദ്ര വിച്ച് സിംബോളിക്കലി സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ദ ആർ തത്വമസി the union of Jivatma and Paramatma. My two younger brothers came once from Madurai with my mother. Bhagavan asked me where they were living. I replied that we were living in the lane adjacent to the central theater. Bhagavan could not remember it. So, I named the lane and immediately Bhagavan said, Oh, in the dirty lane? Bhagavan used a colloquial term by which that lane was known. I got married in 1949 and came with my wife to the ashram in March 1950. Bhagavan was in that small room which we now call the Nirvana room. Chinnaswamy kindly permitted me and my wife to have darshan of Bhagavan in that room. As soon as I prostrated, Bhagavan talked to my wife in Malayalam. How he knew that she is from Kerala is still a wonder to me.